Next committee report is Audit, Budget, Facilities, and Finance, which I will give. The committee held its meeting at 1 p.m. on Monday, March the 2nd. Committee members present constituted quorum were McMillan, Montgomery, and Trustee McKeever, or Treasurer McKeever, excuse me, Mark Lester. The minutes of the committee meeting of January 5th were approved without corrections and additions. Associate Vice President for Treasury Operations, Peter Newman, made a presentation of the student health insurance for academic year 2015-16 in connection with a draft board item that we'll consider today. Senior Assistant Vice President Joe Vitoski presented two capital items for consideration, and Director of Real Estate Planning Bruce Walden presented a lease for the Illini Center in Chicago. Assistant Vice President Dwayne Elmore presented purchase recommendations. Peter Newman presented certain revisions to the university's investment policy, also as a draft item for our consideration. University Controller Pat Patterson presented the results of the fiscal year 2014 financial audit. Director of University Audits Julie Zamitis presented the second quarter internal audit update. Also, Vice President Knorr updated the committee on the status of state appropriations receivables, recent bond financings, rating agency actions, state budgetary matters, and scheduled legislative hearings. The meeting adjourned at 1:55 p.m. I will remind you that there are six items for the board consideration today. Item 10, the student health insurance rates for Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield campuses for academic year 15-16. Item 11, revised University of Illinois investment policy. Item 12, construction contract for parking access and revenue control system upgrade at Chicago. Item 13, a project for south exterior envelope and floors 1 and 2 office remodel of the Armory in Urbana. Item 14, lease of space at the Illinois Center in Chicago for Urbana. Item 15 are the purchase recommendations. I remind the committee that the next meeting is Monday, April 27th at 1 p.m., and that concludes the committee report. Any questions?